as we return to the apartment in Santiago, what snack did everyone bring this time? John Doe brought the bags of chips.
Johnny is in a full apron. And I mean, we're talking like a real grandma apron. It's like the gingham checkers, frilly lace all around the edges. And has oven mitts on each hand as he carries out a tray of freshly baked cookies. They're a little burned, but only like a little.
Because it's on my mind and I got it for Thanksgiving, Joachim is bringing lefse. And do I need to describe lefse for anybody?
Yes.
Maybe for the audience, but I...
Okay.
Speaking personally, fucking great poll. I immediately want to eat lefse right now.
I know. I got like a bunch in the fridge that I've been trying to avoid because it's got a lot of dairy in it.
Yeah, fair.
Besides the point. Lefse is a potato flatbread that you can put various like sweet stuff, meaty stuff, anything on it. And it just kind of accentuates the flavor and you roll it up. I think Berserk here put, probably butter. And trying to think of what like sweet spices they would throw on other than sugar and cinnamon. Probably just that at this point. Yeah.
So, White Walker, she brought pound de queijo and the carajé that she got. Because, hey, Soberano was teaching me a few recipes. I wanted you to see how this turned out. For the carajés, I mixed the beans flour with the shrimp, so I hope anyone is allergic. Well, I think I have seen all of you eat seafood.
Yes.
Yeah, I eat pretty much everything, so this looks delightful. Thank you.
Yeah, I made them on olive oil, as she does. I'm not sure if the frying was good. I usually don't cook with olive oil. It might be a bit more than on one side.
I'm sure it'll be perfect. Also, our first brief step out of character. Lou, how dare you describe something that sounds so delicious with a character that sounds so reluctant about it? I can't even eat shrimp anymore, and that sounds good.
Wait, why can't you eat shrimp? Or did you become shrimp allergic?
I got food poisoning from shrimp very, very, very badly. And now my body reacts to shrimp as an enemy.
You know, I have the same thing for scallops. But here's the thing. Only cooked scallops. I can still fuck with raw scallops.
I wouldn't want to eat a raw shrimp. But you might
be right. No, probably. I mean, well, there's probably some. There's probably like some sushi shrimp that's served raw. That's probably pretty good.
So we have our snacks. Excellent brings, everyone. Has on his little grandpa glasses to read through the book. All right.
I had forgotten about John Doe's grandpa glasses, and I'm really glad that I was just reminded.
They're only for very small print, and this book's hard to read on a computer screen, so I'm sure. So everyone recall what happened last session? John says, flipping through the book.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We're hunting down a fail son that may have stolen state secrets to various non-state entities.
That's fair.
Possibly laser gun.
I just want to say out of character, Bren, I have to thank you for that because I had just made a character choice, which was Johnny Jennings absolutely did not remember what had happened last time. And so the fact that Bezerk here just said it out loud, now he remembers.
Thanks for doing the recap, Yogi.
Yeah, and we're kind of thinking that Keith's plan actually got interrupted, and his fake kidnapping actually became a real kidnapping.
I hate it when that happens to my fake kidnappings.
Same. And it happens too often in this field, doesn't it?
You make way too many plans that involving you getting captured.
You know, that's a little bit of just plotting for what's going to happen. It happens a lot. It's just...
I mean, I will say this. He's really good at getting captured. He's just super good at it.
Everyone wants a piece of John Doe. It helps that I have so many interesting people that know me across the world.
I mean, that is true. You have sort of an eclectic group of acquaintances, that's for sure.
Yeah. So, you guys, last time we saw you guys, you were hanging out on the street. I assume you didn't stay there too long. Probably went, grabbed like a sandwich from a hot dog cart, and are now, what's the next move?
Boy, I feel like I feel like we should immediately start that debate right here and now. But, you know, you said we grabbed a sandwich from a hot dog cart.
Oh, I know what I said.
Don't start.
You're playing with fucking fire.
But, yeah, if you guys want, I can run down the leads you guys have, but...
Well, I think the one that is most immediate is going to be, can we? Because if I remember right, the barkeeper described it as the car of the other guy and gave us the name.
Yes.
On the credit card.
Yes, he did.
So maybe through that, we can actually find where we might find this guy. Because if he got our fail son, he had to take him somewhere.
That is true. You can't just keep a fail son in a backyard. It's not good for him. It's not their native environment. Unless you put some bars or something up, like, you know, stock it with some overpriced scotch.
Yeah, and then some enrichment in the enclosure.
Fail sons only do coups when they're very understimulated. Not be happy for him. It's... Oh yeah, I mean that.
There's something here about what about there's a lesson here about what we should be doing with Elon Musk.
X is his enrichment.
It's okay, you can still call it Twitter.
I know, but I thought it'd be funnier if I called it X.
I call it X.
I call it bad for me because that's what it is. Hey Voids, why don't you throw me a journalist? Charisma roll to see if you have any contacts who can point you to where someone with this car and this name might be.
This is my 18.
We're going to set this at difficulty. You just need to get a 25 or better.
And journalist one. So I'm rolling 19 plus so 24.
24. So in this case, hold on. I need to think of a name. John Doe stares off into the middle distance for a minute. All right. You get a hold of, oh God, it's Jeremy. Jeremy's another media heir, and he's just the worst. So when you finally get a hold of him on the phone, he's just, listen, Nina, I'll tell you what. I assume you're working one of your little cases, and that's why you need this. Am I right?
Yeah.
I immediately hate Jeremy.
How many fail sons can we get into one show? I mean, one game.
More than you'd think, less than you'd hope. So look, I'm gonna need. I get some sort of cash reward for telling you this, right?
Are we like around for this?
This is, hold on. There was speaker. Yeah, it's up to you if this call's on speaker.
Yeah, at that point, it's on speaker. You can put your luck. I don't know how valuable your information is. Maybe a dead end, then none of us is getting paid.
So, how about this? If it leads, you can hear him licking his lips as he says it. If it leads to good, to something good, I'm going to need a cash tip. I think $250 is pretty good.
$250, are you crazy? That's almost all the money that we are getting on this case. It's something boring. You know how, you know the drill. You know, wife thinks that there might be some shitty involved, wants some photos, wants to see the movements. However, this case might be boring, but I have something better than you, than money.
Oh, what's that?
How about the political scandal? Influence traffic, some sexy people involved, famous people.
Roll me a... confidence plus charisma check here. Difficulty's easy. It's a 20, but this roll is just a formality. But
confidence is one. Okay, so this one is a 26.
All right. For you, Nina, we'll do it that way. So he mostly operates out of his office at, gives you an exact address. When he's not there, he's at his apartment at this address. Otherwise, he's pretty much a homebody. I mean, he's a gun manufacturer's lobbyist. You know, he goes to those two places and fancy parties in between.
All right. So,
but again, this is a possible adultery case. The things that will be interesting is the, you know, the places that not many people know that are not so public.
Oh, you're looking for his
where some kind of rendezvous might happen, yeah.
Looking for his secret hidey holes. Well, I don't know the exact room number. I can't find it out. But he also does keep a room at the Belvedere in Baltimore. You know, close by, but not too close. Kind of place you could take a mistress and get her a nice dinner, and then, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds exactly like the place if he's doing something like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does he use a pseudonym for that? I asked. What's your character's name again, Voids?
Nina Friedman.
I asked Nina through the phone, like, does he use a pseudonym? Because we may be able to trick the front desk to get in if we give them the pseudonym.
Yeah.
He doesn't use a pseudonym. He just pays for discretion.
Mm. Do you know if he pays cash or a credit card?
Oh, he loves his company credit card. He uses that for everything. I mean, everything.
Oh, perfect. Then it makes much more sense. It's going to make very easy for us.
Well, like I said, so now let's cough up the political scandal.
Yeah, gonna tell you as soon as I got there.
All right. You hear that reluctant, I have to trust another media air scion, carefully hangs up. I assume you're calling from the phone in your hotel room. I assume you guys got a hotel room because you didn't know how long this is. It starts to ring right after you hang it up.
Yep.
This is Theophania. Is this the people looking into Brandon's going missing?
How did you get this number? His father?
Because I can't believe it. Somebody broke into my apartment.
Oh, when will that happen?
About half an hour ago.
Where are you?
I'm in the lobby right now. I've got two police officers with me, but I don't trust Washington, D.C. police.
In our lobby?
No, she's in the lobby of her apartment building.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm like,
yeah, I turned to the other. Do we follow up on the crew, on the clue, or can find anything? It might be our guy that did the break-in.
Honestly, if the trail is fresh there, it would probably be more beneficial. Because okay, I can probably, yeah.
I turn to the phone again. We'll be right there.
Oh, thank you. I'll make sure to have your some sort of a bonus ready.
Very weird that the police was there in half an hour.
Well, she is rich.
Yeah.
She is in an apartment building that has a lobby.
Yeah.
One quick smash cut later, and you guys are walking into an apartment building that you feel underdressed for. The doorman almost doesn't let you in until Theophania is the epitome of 1970X model. Tall and waifish, all wispy thin with excellent features, chiseled by a very carefully selected diet. She looks like she could be beautiful anywhere. Poolside, in a magazine, or on a runway in Milan. She immediately runs towards you all. Just, thank you so much for coming so quickly. Senator Smith did mention she opens her clutch and takes out two crisp hundreds. And just paying you all a bonus for coming so quickly. So here, they broke into my room.
First thing Anna's going to do when she gets there before we actually enter is to look around to see if anybody is, you know, watching the joint, as they would say.
You know, that is probably one of the best moves I've ever heard. Anna, what skills you got?
Oh, that's the problem. It's like I don't have any real like the only thing I got is like track trail. I got chic, fast driving.
Track trail is perfect.
All right.
Roll that with. I'm gonna make it IQ because I know your guys' IQ is rough.
Yeah, we're all not the brightest.
There's lots of different ways to be in the world. You know what? In this case, how's your speed?
Pretty good.
Roll me 2d6 plus speed plus track. This is going to rely more on getting there before the trail's cold than being able to pick out where the trail is.
Hold on, gotta do math.
Math hard.
And I've always said that about math.
That's an 18.
So
very poor roll.
Very poor roll. I'm surprised this game does not have a like. It seems I had enough of its time that would have some sort of a luck point system. I'm a little shocked it doesn't.
I know. I was like, huh.
But John Doe looks and just, all right. So you follow, you look for a trail and you do actually find one. You can see where these guys used a grappling hook to get to her window. Looks like they opened it, got inside, rappelled back down. Knocked over a bunch of trash cans, and you can see where they hopped into a waiting vehicle that unfortunately you lose the trail of. They must have pulled off just before you guys got here. It just looks like this was overdone. You probably would have just taken the fire escape or some of these guys used a grappling hook.
Huh. I will relate.
Holy shit.
What?
You know who had a grappling hook. So he might not have been kidnapped, but he might have come here to pick up something.
Oh, right. He was a mountain. He was a climber, wasn't he? Shit.
I don't want to put the onus for this on my, boy, this is complicated. On my Sentinels character, Johnny Jennings. I don't remember what we're referencing right now. Me, Sam. This was the senator's son.
He was a big climber.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. And he had a grappling hook. And it was half a hour away. And it's not the kind of thing that, you know, the people that kidnapped him could just easily use. It takes training.
Oh, yes.
To use it like this. So.
I spent.
He's not kidnapped. I think he came here for something.
Yes, as a person who spent many times, you know, hiking through mountains, it takes quite a bit of training to get up those sheer cliffs.
So, we cut back to the scene we just did where she pays you guys and then is just, if you go straight up, my room is room 410.
You're sure it's 410? It's not. You don't mean it's 420, right?
No,
that would be too
tough.
Is it just because that would be too funny or?
Yeah, I don't want to give you that one. There's other bits coming.
Okay.
Here's the key. I can't believe they robbed me.
What exactly was stolen?
As far as I could tell, they just stole my scrapbook.
You had a lot of photos with you.
And
your boyfriend there?
Whenever a photo of me got into the newspaper, I would cut it out and put it in there because I just thought it'd be a nice souvenir to have when I'm 30.
Johnny just zooms out of the game altogether and goes into a small existential spiral that someone would feel like they would need life-affirming memories from before they were 30.
John Doe looks just, look, I wrote that joke in my notes. It seemed harsh in the moment. But once it's in the notes, it's got to be said.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Man, it's harsh but true. I mean, honestly, I've seen so many people just get in Hollywood, just get thrown out when they hit that 3-0, and it kind of sucks.
Yeah, it's not right. At least of all for like models, but and yeah, I had lots of pictures of me and Brandon and me.
All right, I guess we just look for clues.
Yeah, we'll see if there is something else missing. Did your boyfriend leave anything in your apartment?
a toothbrush and a pair of running shoes. If anyone would like to, they can roll any social skill to try and jog her memory if there's something that she's missing.
Can I roll diplomacy?
Absolutely.
But this is an IQ test, isn't it? Or
no, it's plus ka.
Charisma. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Finally, the only skill that I have something functional in.
It's the only stat that anyone has something functional in.
Oh, that's right. I forgot this is an exclusively charisma-centric party.
That is a 21.
21? That is... she's like, I don't know if this is... Oh, my God. She looks really, like, red-faced for a second. They might be after... I forgot to void it. A check from my modeling agency from when I first came to DC after leaving New York. It's only a couple weeks old.
Oh, shoot. How much was it for?
It was for... she kind of looks down, mumbles a number like she's embarrassed, and then sighs and just for about $2,000.
Okay, Brett.
Sorry, can you say that number again louder? I don't hear very well because of all of the explosions from the movie sets.
$2,000 American dollars.
That's a great deal of money to me.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of money to me, but I didn't want to say it.
But it's enough for what? An airplane ticket to anywhere, pretty much. Where's the nearest bank?
She gives you like two lefts and a right, about 2.5 blocks away.
I look at the other two and I'm like, do we want to see if we can't run them up, head them off at the pass?
Yeah.
That sounds good to me.
All right. So, John, I would like to do fast driving to get there in time.
That is going to be plus dexterity.
Oh, crap. Dexterity is too low for a person with fast driving.
You'll probably be okay.
Yeah, probably.
My dexterity is only 7. So I'm like, I can take over.
My dexterity is actually like, it's not bad. I'm a 13, but I can't do fast driving because I'm too dumb to know that skill.
You have demolitions instead, which is kind of like fast driving.
That is true. And I also...
17.
Okay. So in this case, you guys are going to make it, but your vehicle's going to be a little messed up. You're probably going to get a ticket from DC.
She puts it in the glove box with all the other tickets from around the world. Even though this is a rental car, she keeps the tickets as the same way that she keeps the track. The other woman keeps a scrapbook.
When you get to the bank, you see another van. This one painted with a very professional looking logo. American Genius, a modern solution for modern problems. Hey, Sam. Hey, cut that out. I broke kayfabe. Hey, Johnny.
Who do you want to speak to? Do you want to speak to Johnny Jennings? Do you want to speak to Sam? Do you want to speak to Bart?
Hey, Johnny, why don't you roll? This is going to be a hard check for you. We're going to all pull for you.
Very excited.
I'm going to need special interest movie production plus charisma.
Okay. Hey, I have a pretty good charisma.
It was going to be IQ, but I realized the only way you could pass that check is a crit.
The impossible. The skills, does that mean I add another die? Is that what it is?
No. You add it to your stat number and then roll 2d6 plus the whole thing.
That's a 25.
Have the dice turned into your guys' favor?
Who could say?
So American Genius, you know them. They actually produced a movie last year focusing on... Hold on, I have to pull up his name in my notes. Focusing on Mark Libby, their founder, as a heroic action star. They were the worst people you've ever worked with. They literally had it in the movie's contracts that Mark Libby's character could not lose any fights. And he had a point system wherein you could only make a certain number of contacts with his character in fight scenes. And he was on set every day.
That was pretty good. That was funny. I enjoyed that a lot.
Voids, will you roll me 2d6 plus special interest journalism?
For what stat?
We'll do charisma again. We'll cut you guys a little slack here.
Void Walker, what's your character's name again?
Nina Freeman.
Thank you. Well, Nina's...
So that's a 29.
Dang.
I explain all the stuff that you just told me to the other ones.
Nina, American Genius, is a private security group founded by Mark Libby, who is the son of a pretty notable industrialist, made up of most of his fellow heir and second children friends. They're notable for journalism because most of what they do tends to be to intimidate journalists. You call an American Genius if you need somebody to stop reporting on your oil company dumping in a lake. They aren't very good at it, but you can call them. And they work on a pretty reasonable price scale. So you guys are outside the bank with those two facts now sticking in your minds.
So how can American Genius come into this? Do you think that he moves on the same circles as our fail son? And they are friends? They probably...
I mean,
go mountain climbing together. Let's say they also could use grappling hook.
I mean, I will say this. It sounds like sort of both involved groups are just they both just really suck. They're both just absolutely terrible. So at least they do have that in common. What's that expression? Birds of a feather. We may be dealing with a birds of a feather situation here.
Yeah, kind of concerned about going in there like headstrong. Maybe we watch the... Out of all of us, who's the strongest here? Like, I got an 11.
I have a 10.
12.
Nina's the only one that's good at most stuff. At just like normal stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
this Nina's going to win the award for most normal character at the end of this game.
Well... This really looks like someone is trying to make some evidence disappear. Thing is, again, they're probably not very smart. So I say maybe we should hit the library and look at their microfilm collections of newspapers to see anything that involves Thea and or fail children and see maybe if we can find them together. Because that's maybe gonna be harder to disappear than a scrapbook.
Yeah, so I got a question.
Shoot.
Can I use auto mechanic to disable their van without, you know, showing outward signs of disabling it?
You know what?
I know this is probably gonna be an int IQ check, but you know, I just wanna try it.
Yeah, what's your IQ?
8.
It's gonna be a high check.
I mean, can't they just stick a banana in the tailpipe or something?
I mean, if you don't mind them being able to tell, like, oh, someone obviously tampered with this, you can always just slash the tires.
Anybody, I don't have a knife on me, so I'm gonna have to, and I don't have any tools either. Shoot,
I'm sure you can find something on the streets of DC nearby that you can use to slash tires.
I have a switchblade.
It's just a loose knife.
Yeah, go ahead, slash the tires, and we'll go to the library.
I have a tomahawk. I can tomahawk the tires.
I'm sorry, I'm giggling at the image.
I'm just fucking hacking at a tire. You think that's funny for some reason?
One person with a switchblade, one with like a nail, and somebody with just a tomahawk.
And this dude with a chain wrapped around him who's just hacking at a tire with a tomahawk. This is normal. Everyone does this.
So we cut. There is a scene that you guys don't see, but that does happen, where four dudes in like clothes that look too nice to be professional mercenaries come out. And they're just like, hey, who? Why would someone do that at the bank? And then we cut over to the library. Is there an equivalent to like research?
And wouldn't it be journalism?
Voids, did you read my mind when I was making this adventure?
Maybe I just figured out the kind of things that you go for.
I like that even less. Roll it. But this one is going to be IQ. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
It's going to require a pretty high roll, or you're going to get information with some strings attached.
Collective weakness.
You need to make a friends with a nerd. That's what I did to overcome my low IQ.
Yeah, I only got the 14.
That's not too bad.
So, I'm going to give you two options, Voids. One, you don't get the information. You don't know exactly why they went after the photo book. You'll have to speculate. Or two, you're going to get that information, but it's going to make things way worse.
I'm going to say I'm not going to get the information. Maybe it was really something that actually has not enough circulation that you can actually reasonable.
So, yeah, you guys end up just wasting an hour. I hate looking at microfilm.
It's the worst.
I like macro film.
I like medium film.
You would. All right. Anyway, before we get distracted, John Doe crams a cookie in his mouth. What's the next move, my investigators?
Well, I guess then we should hit that room.
Yeah, but it's in Baltimore, and I'm worried that he's probably jumping on a plane like right now. But I don't know. Like, what else would you need money when you're screwed over a bunch of powerful people other than, you know?
Yeah, but he still had his passports on his car, so...
I thought we didn't find those, or those... I'm sorry, I forgot.
We did not find them at home, but he also found that all his stuff was still on his car.
Yeah, he did have it all in his glove box, which means you guys have his passport.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So never mind. I forgot we had the passport. Let's go to the room then.
I want to note John Doe kind of sighs for a second, crumples up a piece of paper, throws it in a trash can. All right. You guys get to the Belvedere in Baltimore. It's a beautiful hotel. Are you guys just going to valet park? Are you going to park yourselves? Any specific stuff you're doing as you're approaching?
Wait, how nice is our car? This is a rental, mind you, I think.
It is a rental provided by a senator, so it's discreet nice.
Yeah, I'm not valet parking this. They're going to steal it and, you know, drive it around.
That is a thing that probably does happen. You do see the American Genius van is here as you pull into a spot.
This the same van or a different van? Oh, man.
It's probably a different one now that you look at the license plate.
Oh.
Cut to the other guys still waiting on some, like, tires to come because they need four new tires. Like,
AAA, I guess.
They had to find a payphone. It's a mess. But yeah, you do see an American Genius van here.
Uh-huh.
They had to go back in the bank that they just intimidated and just look really sheepish while they asked for the use of the phone.
So, straight through the lobby.
This is the lobby.
When you guys get in, beautiful marble floors in the lobby, a bored-looking person at a counter. They're reading an issue of People magazine with Theophania on the front.
A quick look at the picture of her, because she probably has it in the scrapbook, if there's anything interesting about that picture on the People magazine.
No, it's just an interview. What's it inside Theophania? What's it like to be one of the top women in fashion?
Still think this is an important clue. Yeah, I go straight to the concierge. Hello. Our company has a room that is rented here. Usually one of our employees is handling it. And they give him the name and the credit card number.
Oh, you're with Pyovir. Well, of course. I love your product. Nothing makes me feel safer than a Pyovir in the house.
I was glad to offer security to people feel like true Americans.
Yeah, there's already a couple gentlemen already up in that room, but I assume you're having some kind of business meeting.
Yeah, we have a lot of paperwork that we need to get over before meeting with an international client.
Oh.
And give us a copy of the keys. We can go there as soon as possible. We might be a bit late, actually, for the meeting. Was it at 5:30 or did it was at 4:30? I turn around to Tuana.
That's you, Johnny.
Wait, what?
No, you're Anna.
Oh, you said Anna. Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, no, I'm Bart.
I thought it was 5:30. I'm sorry. I misheard you. I think 5:30, but you know what? I didn't bring the scheduling book.
Oh.
Anyway, we better get there. If you say that they are there, it's probably we are already late.
Yeah, I won't keep you. You can tell this guy's clearly dealt with some very intimidating folk going to that room, so he's grown much smarter than to ask questions. He hands you a copy of the key. Do you need anything sent up with you? Hot towels? Room service?
This is where I wish I watched John Wick 2 and I could make or John Wick or whatever the movies are and just say like that code phrase for probably dead body removal. But I don't know. I don't think Anna would know that, or Joaquin would even know that.
At the very least, we'll send up some more blankets. It must be getting cold. A big smile as they resume trying to find anything else to do.
The days before cell phones. Smartphones.
The days before smartphones. It's wild to think that, for example, as you guys get in the elevator, these American genius guys probably have no idea of what's going on with the other American genius guys.
Mm-hmm.
This is why the telex is the most important device in the world.
Yeah, yeah. This is why our quantum telexes are so good. Because I'm going to roll in there and I'm going to say that we are backups sent by the other guys because they're running into some problems.
So you guys get to the room. Are you going to knock or just open the door?
Yeah, just opening the door because we already act as they expected. We're going to roll in as if, you know, just got hired to implement the mission because the others ran into some trouble. That's just, well, yeah, we belong here. Yeah.
Yeah, what could go wrong?
When you open the door to this massive room, first, and it's hard not to notice it, you notice a table full of cash, maybe more money, more raw cash in one place than you've ever seen in your life. You've probably seen checks or stock prices or stock exchanges for this amount, but never just like, oh, here's $1 million cash. You see two dudes, clearly American genius guys. They look like fail sons who've hit the gym. And you see Brandon, who looks a little nervous and is sitting there, his hand still cuffed to an open and flopping silver briefcase. With nothing in it.
Uh-oh. Well, fuck.
Yeah. I tried to hide my surprise and say, hey, boys, boss man is running into some problems. We have to improvise and rush out. How's the cover-up here going? Any loose ends? Come on, we need to get fast.
Roll me a charisma confidence check here. See if you can convince them that you got the juice. Oh, yeah.
28.
They look and they're like, well, only the one the boss was looking into, because Dingle Dick over here won't tell us where he put the laser gun.
Well, that's because Dingle Dick here does not have him. Isn't that right? That's the big problem that the boss ran into. And oh. I turn around and wink at Brandon. When I get between the two guys and him.
Brandon immediately, in that slimy way, only someone who's been used to being a yes man his whole life can. Just, I told you guys, yeah, I don't have the laser gun anymore. I wasn't just making that up you'd stop being mean to me. I really didn't have it.
Yeah, because this fucking idiot, he got it stolen from him.
Yeah, it got stolen.
So the boss wants us to cover our ass and intercept whoever might have stolen it from us, because we are gonna get into so fucking trouble if we get blamed for it, or worse, we don't get to recover it.
Yeah. Well, then what does the boss want us to do with him?
He just say he's useless. Just forget him.
Just let him go?
Well, of course not, but like, just leave him here. Take all the things, focus on the things that can incriminate us, that can connect us here.
All right. What?
Dingleberry is not going to do that. He's not going to admit anything, because Dingleberry does not want to get fucking executed for treason, does he?
No, I really don't want that. That's top five worst fears.
See?
Well, then what do we do about all the money he had in the briefcase? This is $1 million.
Yeah, that is the part that the boss has told me to handle about. But also, we need the fucking gun. And so we need to find out who might have stolen it and get it.
They look at Brad, who's like, I don't know who stole it. They just stole it.
Yeah. And I turn to the other two. So, geniuses, have you figured out who might have stolen it? Or are you going to have to say to the boss that in the time that it took for them to go and get the scrapbook and get everything ready, you guys were just playing with your balls the entire time?
Oh, shit. Oh, it must have been the Pyovir guy.
Of course, it was the Pyovir guy. Look where we are.
I would like to do something. I would like to think of, I know it's going to be an IQ check, but I do have smuggling or smuggler. I would like to know where the best to get that kind of merchandise out of here. Where would that be?
Make it happen. Actually, is your charisma higher than your IQ?
By quite a bit, yes.
Use charisma. It's about who you know.
I got a 22.
If you were looking to sell an actual factual laser gun, like assuming these guys aren't bullshitting, assuming that Brandon hasn't been lying this whole time, going off the information that he had a legitimate laser gun given to him by Smith & Wesson, Pioneer's largest competitor in America, you would either A, have to sell it to Pioneer, because you can't just sell something like that to anybody. It's either Pioneer or another international power, the Brits or the Soviets, or somebody who could actually figure out how it works and build more of them. If you were looking for something like that, I mean, top of your list would be the Pyovir agent who these guys clearly know well, who hired them. Second guess, you would... Hold on, I need to think of a name here. What's a good name for a Russian agent in the States? It needs to be something that no one would expect.
Henry Kissinger.
No, arms, not just making them look good. You would because you know it's your job to know. You're a mercenary. Your loyalty is paycheck based. You would know, but we will steal the honorable Mr. Kissinger's first name. You would talk to Henry. What's a good last name? What's the most American last name you could think of? Because it's a cover.
Berserker just looks at John Doe and smiles. How about Doe?
No, that's too obvious. But we'll go with the one slightly less obvious, but still good. Henry Washington. Who's the kind of guy who can get weapons that sort of way across the international border.
Of course.
I would relay this. Hey, boss, how would I refer to you in this situation? I think I would know.
Boss seems right.
Yeah, boss, what about Henry Washington? Maybe, I mean, if they're going to try and get it out of the country, they're probably going to go through them.
Oh, yeah. So how about your two skullheads? Go after Henry Washington, get these guys see if they can. You can intercept them getting the laser gun, and then don't be an idiot and drive back here. Go directly to the boss with the thing. We will finish it here.
Okay. Yeah, sounds like a good idea. They file out pretty quick, leaving the money and Brandon here. The door closes. You hear them open the elevator. The elevator go down. Brandon looks up. Did you guys find the laser gun?
Only the charger right now.
It was in the toaster strudel box.
Well, then it's probably still there.
Uncuff me. Let's go grab it. I don't want to. Unless you guys really are going to kill me. That'd be. Please don't.
We're going to grab it.
I don't think we can uncuff you, but, you know, if anybody got lock picking?
Just break the chair.
Just break the chair.
I was about to say, weirdly enough, if you want to like not shatter the chair, you just want to try and crack it open. I would argue that movie production as a stuntman, Floyd might be able to make something like that happen.
True.
Nah, just break the chair. Just break the chair.
We're getting a text. That way.
I know anyone that has sex because all the keys for all the handcuffs are the same.
Look, I don't think anybody's have. Look at these deeply repressed characters.
Yeah, they're a full character.
Sam, do you want to pop the lock or do you want to shatter the chair?
I have no particular feeling on the topic. I feel like we could just break the chair.
As you're breaking the chair, he's like, oh, don't forget my money. As he gestures towards the $1 million on the table.
Oh, we won't forget about the money.
Bart says, yeah, good call. And starts just walks over and starts sticking a bunch of money into his jacket. His cool same. Leather jacket.
Hey,
same.
I got that money for.
Thank you for reminding me about the money.
You just told us to get it. Do you have another way to take it out?
He gestures to the briefcase. I put it in there. That's the money I got for having my dad vote yes on the drill more in national parks bill.
There was a real. I had a real moment of just sort of delayed reaction to that. Hey, Brad, can I give you a note?
I did not. Brad, I was like ready to punch this guy out and do some defenestration here.
Yeah, you can give me a note.
It's a little on the nose.
The name of this bill. This guy is a moron. He only remembers it as the most, like, it is obviously much more innocuous, Bill 9046, but he's just like, oh yeah, that's the bill where you drill more national parks.
I rescind my note. Bart picks up a stack of cash and walks over, just one single stack of cash, which is probably like, I don't know, what, like $1,000 or something? More, less, I don't know.
It's 10,000.
Sure. I put that single stack of cash in the briefcase while making eye contact with him, and then I close it.
Man, that's...
I say, there you go, buddy.
That's not even enough to cover my car budget for the year. All right, let's just go.
I mean, well, if we didn't intervene, you wouldn't have a need for a car budget, so yeah.
So wait, how many thousands of dollars do I have now? If that was a 10,000, I could probably...
Yeah.
If you got,
I probably fit at least like six or seven of those stacks in my jacket, right?
Look, we will discuss money at the end.
Okay.
But you guys apparently like fill your pockets with this poor senator's money.
Look,
because he's an idiot, we just shove the things on the suitcase and see. See, we cannot fit everything again. And then the ones that we cannot fit.
We're going to steal that fucking briefcase. Like,
excuse me, also, he's not a senator. He's a senator's son. He'll be a senator in like 4 years.
That is how it works.
Yeah, when you no longer can be trusted as a lobbyist, you become a senator. That's the cycle of life.
It's a beautiful
the senatorial cycle.
Also, you do watch as when you guys free him and you put what money you decide to in his briefcase, he closes it. It is a 4-digit code. He's like, all right, let's go. We got to get there. Only you guys and Thea, she knows that the laser's in there, but let's go.
Okay. We better hurry.
Hey, does somebody want to make a fast driving roll?
Yes. Somebody would love to make a fast driving roll. Somebody absolutely cannot drive despite having fast driving.
Ow.
So once again, we're going to do it with the consequence of this case. Yeah. This rental company is going to be pissed.
Well, we got enough money to pay him off now.
Your mountain curves. You hit a mailbox or two.
It'll buff out.
You guys rush up. Do you bring Brandon with you to his apartment, or do you leave him in the van?
We were nice enough to put him in the van. I just would have figured we put him in the trunk or something.
Hey, he's part of your payout.
Oh, yes. We just leave him in the truck, have somebody watch the car. We go in, grab the laser.
Well, that's the thing. You walk in and you see Thea looking for something in the apartment. And she looks shocked to see you, and you look shocked to see her.
I'm not that shocked.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hi. Well, this is awkward.
Looking for the laser again?
I mean, yeah. What's the chances? I get it.
Ooh. I don't know. Who are you getting it for?
Well, I mean, the Soviets made a pretty good offer.
The Soviets? Now. It cannot be that damn. Do you think that you could get money from the Soviets that justifies getting executed for treason for giving them the gun?
I mean, I was going to flee to... I have a little property on Malta that I was going to run to.
Malta?
What do you think?
You know the British will hand over you right back to the Americans.
The British couldn't find anything. I mean... If the British are looking for me, I feel safer than I would if they aren't looking for me, because then they might accidentally find me.
It's kind of got a point. Anyways.
Well, I cannot argue with that.
No. Does she look armed?
No, not at all. But she is closer to the freezer than you.
Well, but she does not know that it's there. Otherwise, she will have got it already. That's true. We're going to pay. So I guess then... Yeah, I guess, but we got it here, so, and then I go into the bedroom.
She also sprints towards the bedroom.
I will, once she's out of eyesight, I go grab the strudel box.
I sprint after her to the bedroom.
In rapid order.
To make it look like I am trying to prevent her from... catching Nina.
And if she comes back and says, why do you have that strudel box? Like, I like strudel.
Yeah, just, mind your fucking business.
I just look at the hooks where the charger was, whistling as I unwrapped the charger. I seem to be gathering the weapon itself. Like, yeah.
She's watching intensely, just, all right, come on. We can split the money. You, me, millions of dollars, an island in Malta.
Yeah, but we're not gonna get giving it to the Soviets. Cannot sustain that heat.
Okay. As she says that, you open the freezer, Anna, and you pull out a toaster strudel box. Now, this is not the small box. This is the big, like, college student delight box. 40 toaster strudels normally. There's two.
What flavor?
Cherry.
Ooh, nice.
There's two toaster strudels and a huge square gun-looking object.
I don't take it out of the box. I just take the strudel out and I start eating it, looking nonchalant as I head to the car.
I'm just eating it frozen?
Why not?
I mean, I guess, I don't know, it just sounds very unpleasant.
I mean, they're really good frozen, honestly. They're very good frozen. You just got to get used to it.
You know, I can't I can't. I've never tried it, so I can't really sort of talk yay about it. It doesn't seem like it would be good, is all I'm saying.
Theo is continuing just a squeal. She's just, and can you believe Brandon was just taking that thing and just showing it off at parties? He'd be drunk firing off a directed energy weapon. Does that sound safe? As she's watching you pick up the cord.
Well, how about you be the big damn hero of this story? You'll play the meteorite, can get maybe a movie deal. Maybe, I don't know, you can become even a female director.
What are you thinking?
How about you become, we return this to the senator, you sell your story to the media. I know a friend, Jeremy, that would love to help you with that. And you work out that to transition from being a model to being a director by making a film of this story. Is it the true story about espionage?
She thinks about it. She nods, yeah.
And I will say, for the right price, I would be happy to help you out. I have a wealth of filmmaking experience.
So, better than being a nun in Malta, right?
I mean, as a director, there's no age limit on my career. That does sound pretty swell. All right. I think that's equitable. She's got that award-winning smile. Anna, when you get out, Brandon's like, oh, you've got it. Can I see the laser gun?
No.
No, fuck them. Here, have some strudel.
It's cold. Who eats cold breakfast strudel?
We're all just fucking dunking on this man constantly. Just have a strudel. A fucking strudel just flies across the frame and just hits him in the face.
Yes, exactly.
Eat up, idiot.
It's cold. I don't want the strudel. I want the laser gun. I put it in the freezer because it makes it fire more effectively.
Okay, you do understand the concept of heat thermodynamics.
What's a dynamic?
That's
honestly that, relatable. That's
whatever scene we need to take it. This guy is such a fail son. Such a fail son.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure that I heard John Doe asking what are dynamics.
That's irrelevant because I can punch good. This guy can't even punch good. Unless there's anything else anyone wants to do here, we can cut to the handoff.
Unless the handoff.
Yeah.
He go to the senator. We got the thing that you love the most, and also your son.
I saw it coming, but I couldn't help but laugh at that.
The senator, when you, I assume you put the gun back in and charge your bag in the briefcase.
Oh yeah, no, it's no, we're delivering it in the strudel box.
No,
keeping the briefcase full of money.
No, the thing is, yes, I would keep the briefcase full of money. However, he was very specific that he wanted the briefcase back.
He was. So briefcase, charger, strudel, and laser gun?
Oh, no, hang on. We don't give him the strudel. We just give him the box that the strudel was in. The rest of the stuff you said, I think, is accurate.
He gets up. Hugs and kisses his son. He's so happy to see him. And then when you mention the laser gun, you see all the tension go out of him. He's just, oh, thank God. Those guys from Smith & Wesson. I wasn't really, as he picks it up and checks it, I wasn't really supposed to, you know, hand this thing around. It was a gift because of all the hard work I've done for them. But I needed to help get some votes on a bill to increase their funding. And this seemed like the best way. You guys get a chance to shoot this thing? It's wild.
No, he was keeping it in the freezer and I was afraid that it might explode on me.
He turns it on immediately and shoots a bottle on his desk, which explodes.
Yeah, like that.
The bottle, not the gun. And he's like, it's going to revolutionize warfare.
Like, all I'm seeing is Xanatos with the laser gun. That's all I can see right now.
In my mind. All right, well, you guys did an excellent job. Thank you for returning my son and my laser gun. He turns it off.
I feel like we have somehow created something worse.
Of course, we're mercenaries. That's what we do. We never fix problems. We always fix the problem and make more problems worse.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'll I'll make sure to distribute your card to my fellow senators. And you know what? You guys got to come to my daughter's cotillion. I'll introduce you to some brilliant clients. Gives you an invitation to his daughter's cotillion, your money. And just, Brandon, are you okay? Yeah, son, it's okay. I'm going to set you up in a new apartment, new side of town. We'll get you a new suit. You'll be fine. I hear that Big Tobacco's looking to work with you.
Oh, and here's your passport back, I guess.
I'm just going to say, just out here on the outside, everything about this just feels like bad, right? It's just, it doesn't feel good.
Are we the baddies?
I don't honestly even feel like there's any ambiguity about that. We certainly are.
Yes, oh, yeah. I thought this was the assignment.
Yeah, sometimes you do work.
We're like lawyers. We just got to put that little bit of morality in a little box for a little bit, and then we're good.
Yeah. He looks, smiles. Well, thank you all so much. And you can see Brandon is trying desperately to get his dad's attention about the $1 million. He's like, hey, dad, why don't you guys get on? I'll see you at the cotillion.
Yes. Okay, bye-bye.
Yes, I'll see you at the cotillion, which we will be going to.
And I think our last shot. What beach do you guys take your almost $1 million and go to for your much deserved R&R?
I moved to Venezuela.
Why? You didn't commit any crimes. You don't need to flee the country.
That's true.
I guess the cliche is Acapulco, right?
Yeah. I think our final shot for this adventure is you guys on the beach in Acapulco with a newspaper showing Theophania leaves modeling world to become director, directing and starring in Theophania's story.
Hey, does she call it that?
That's its working title.
Yeah, there's always a working title. Anyways, that was fun. We should do this more often.
Yeah, that's the end. What'd you guys think?
That was pretty cool.
It was great, as always. Yeah. Oh, so now you get role-playing games now?
I mean, I think, yeah, broadly. I would say, ideally, next time I would like to play a character that isn't the dumbest person. But, you know.
That was difficult.
It was a challenge.
Especially with my low dex, I'm supposed to be a driver. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe sometimes we can play another game. Any ideas?
Yeah, there's Mazes and Monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that fantasy thing is not much high romance thing. Maybe? How about some Traveler?
Yeah, I was just about to say. I heard good things about Traveler. It's a sci-fi game.
Yeah, but we need to get the copy somehow.
What kind of sci-fi?
Y'all beat me to it. The one where you could really die, like, in character creation, I hear. I mean,
are we talking more way. like a hard sci-fi or
medium hard, close to like less? This is my favorite. Let's do some fun Golden Age. Less Flash Gordon or Lensman, and more like grounded.
All right, I'm interested.
So more Star Trek then,
even more grounded than that.
So, like, I picked up this book recently. It was really weird, but it was called Dune. So, like that, or a little bit less?
There's nothing grounded about Dune.
A little bit. Hold on. I have to see if this is a very specific reference. I don't know if this book's out. Oh, yeah. And this is actually the type of novel I can see Johnny having read and hated. Think like the level of Starship Troopers, but without all the weird stuff.
Yeah, it is very Heinlein, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Heinlein, but we wouldn't be all weird about it.
Can't decide if Johnny would have a problem with Starship Troopers or not.
It does have the weird state stuff.
No, that is actually what I'm interested in is what Johnny will think about half space suit will travel.
The space cowboy games.
Oh, I don't know. Cowboy stuff kind of tends to just... I don't really care for a lot of that.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's not, you know, it's the weird American bootstraps thing. Because it's basically getting to the moon through your bootstraps, the book.
It really is. But yeah, it was a great session, guys. I'm glad you had fun.
Oh yes, a lot of fun.
This was
great.
And just think, you guys avoided every combat.
Yeah, because most of us are bad.
Yeah.
Wait, there was combat in there?
Yeah.
There could have been.
Oh.
But you guys...
Yeah, imagine if we just roll it down on the van as they were outside the bank.
Yeah. Just think, Johnny, there's a whole level of this game you didn't get to experience yet.
Well, I can, it's nice to have something to look forward to. The space thing sounds cool.
We'll have to mess around with it. Same time next week?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I'm sure I can make something work.